tie up these loose nukes.
He's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility.
The most important people in Poland died.
Never happened something like this anywhere in Europe.
Okay, it's Monday morning. Let's get right straight to the agenda because there is a lot going on this week. Marcus Mabry is with us again, Associate National Editor for our partner, The New York Times. And LaToya Peterson joins us. She's the editor of the blog Racialicious and culture contributor to both Slate and Salon. Marcus, a terrible tragedy over the weekend in Poland. As we just heard, this has to be unprecedented. The president, his wife, and dozens, nearly 100 top government officials killed in a plane crash on Saturday. How can Poland possibly recover from this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, if you were actually looking to have a decapitation strike at the leadership of a country, you couldn't have done better than this. This is a kind of terrorist thing that happens kind of in spy novels. The good news is that so far, despite the tragedy and the amplitude of it, which has really shocked the nation, Polish democracy, which is, of course, very young, has done a tremendous job of responding so far.
But there's no evidence of any terrorist strike.
No, absolutely not.
Just making it metaphorical.
Absolutely. Right, right. But you can imagine the kind of damage to the Polish soul, especially as they're going to commemorate this horrible massacre, of the Russians, of Polish leadership, military leadership during World War II. They were going to commemorate this, and the two countries have made great progress. And I worry about, will this create, will some Poles say, oh, this must have been a Russian plot. There's lots of bad blood there over history, and there was really some progress made toward conciliation. The fact that Russia is having a national day of mourning is a phenomenal positive sign.
Yeah, okay. Well, since you mentioned World War II, in Washington right now is the largest gathering of world leaders since the days of World War II. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration is hosting this two-day nuclear security summit. Obviously, the sheer size of it makes it remarkable, but are we expecting any huge agreement to come out of the summit?
Well, what you want is that kind of Barack Obama has two massive things on his agenda. One, domestically, which was healthcare reform, which seems to be on the rails now, and certainly it's a start. It's not what the Obama administration hoped for, probably all they hoped for, but it is certainly a revolution has begun there. On his international agenda, this is the equivalent of it. This is the big thing he wants to do. He wants his legacy internationally to be changing our nuclear world, making it safer. Now, you have on one side, you have the START treaty with the Russians,
which you just signed.
There.
Right.
On the other side of it, you have nuclear proliferation. And nuclear proliferation is kind of this, our desire to contain the spread of nuclear technology and nuclear weapons. It really is, the regime has all but disappeared. It's Swiss cheese now. If he can reform a consensus among the nations of the world on how we contain the nuclear threat and keep other countries from getting nuclear weapons, then that's a huge accomplishment. And he hopes, again, this will be a beginning to that legacy.
All right, let's move on to a story that is clearly going to be a topic of conversation this week. LaToya, obviously, Justice John Paul Stevens has announced his retirement from the Supreme Court on Friday. And so far, if you look at the list of possible people who may replace him, there's four men, there's four women, there's one man, but they're all white, and that's something that everyone is commenting on. That maybe with Sotomayor, he has taken care of his diversity component. What did you think about that?
I'm hoping that isn't the case, because Sotomayor's nomination was so critical and so crucial for a variety of reasons. It was not just her race, but the fact that she was working class from a different type of background, and because she contributed so much to the Supreme Court conversation that people who normally weren't involved in these kind of things and didn't necessarily care about who is currently sitting on the court suddenly became re-involved and cared about what the court was doing, what they were saying. I find it interesting that people think that this might be a less controversial decision. I would argue that because every single person that's been nominated is of the same race in our changing culture and our changing context and times would be, I would think, more controversial.
Huh, interesting. Marcus, what do you think? Do you think that President Obama is going to expend political capital on this nomination and choose someone who's relatively maybe difficult to get past the Republicans?
It's interesting. I think he's probably going to do the same thing he did on health care, which is he will ironically go for someone who is a bit of a handout to conservatives. I mean, I think he'll probably go with someone who either has who has a record, such as the former dean of Harvard, of actually hiring conservatives.
Well, David Brooks Cooks, in your paper, said this is his last chance to get a liberal gopher broke.
Well, David Brooks is a thinking man's conservative.
Yeah, that's there you go.
David is very is highly reasonable. but in Washington right now, things are not highly reasonable. And Obama is not, he's despite what conservatives say about the president, he is not a barn burner. He's not out there flaming people. He tries to reach out for consensus candidates. Invariably, the Republicans have smacked his hand back. And then liberals say, oh, I wish he'd gone for broke, is what happens. And I think that'll happen again, probably.
LaToya Peterson, since you are here, you're a culture contributor to Slate and Salon. That gives us an opportunity to talk about something that people may remember, actually, this particular song. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Okay, VH1 launched a new show last night. It's called What Chili Wants, and this is from the song we just heard is from the band TLC. And Chili is looking for a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. In the grand old tradition of all kinds of celebrities who are trying to reinvigorate their brand.
This is how she, what she has to say about what she's looking for.
He has to be gorgeous, sensitive, very charming. He can't drink, he can't smoke, he can't eat pork.
Okay, and she's not looking for much. But why are people talking about this show so much?
Well, it's interesting, not because, you know, this is a great new cultural milestone. Like, VH1 tends to make these very trashy reality shows that people like to gawk at. But I find the show interesting in the context of how black women are being discussed, particularly black women in their dating life, which is something that, as a black woman myself, I'm fine with my dating life and I'm great with it. But for some reason, The Economist has decided to run an article, Why Are So Many Black Women Single? Nightline commissioned a panel called Why Can't Successful Black Women Find a Man?
You're kidding me.
No, I am not kidding. That is the title of the panel. Why Can't Successful Black Women
Find a Man? Did they answer the question?
I have no idea. They haven't aired it yet. They just filmed it. But at the same time, so we're in this cultural moment where there seems to be this heightened scrutiny on the dating choices of black women. And so Chili's show comes at a very interesting time.
I'm sure it'll make for interesting conversation as well. LaToya Peterson, editor of the blog Racialicious and contributor to Slate and Salon. And, of course, Marcus Mabry, associate national editor for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks to you both.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.